This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never
hello.
By yourself.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Melbourne.
Hello. Now, don't adjust the dial. You are here on Joy. This is Living Life Single. Every Saturday, Yanni and I come via your whatever you're listening to us on, and we talk about everything that's affecting our singledom with a single slant.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's now, what we're doing.
What are we talking about today?
You stitched me up there.
No. Look, we're talking about, I think Yanni must have had a lovely time at home and went through his Tiffany Haddish era. We've done, the last three episodes were about, how we want people to communicate and love on us. We found a hug buddy. We are doing something that, we're talking about something that Tiffany Haddish did, which was marry herself.
She married herself.
Married herself, I hear you shout.
How does one do that? That's a question.
Correct. So we're going to dive into that today. So it's actually been coined sologamy. So sologamy.
Is that what she did?
Like monogamy. I don't know.
Solo monogamy.
Yes, but it's called sologamy.
Sologamy.
I'm not even joking. So it's a commitment ceremony where someone symbiotically marries themselves.
Oh, now does this actually happen in like the world?
I'd want to know.
Or is this a made up thing?
It's obviously something that you can do. I found it.
Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish has gone and done it.
Because she's gone and done it in Africa.
She went and did it in Africa.
Yeah, she had a whole show. And we tried to find the show.
We couldn't find it.
So we're just madly scrambling. How do we do this?
Without
watching the show?
What do you think at home? So you can text us 0427569949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We're talking about marrying yourself.
Yeah. And to all our podcasters out there who are listening to the podcasts, want to hear from you too. And the way that you can do that is email us at livinglifesingle@joy.org.au. That comes straight to Jono and myself. We get all those emails. So if you want to email us directly when we're not on air, do so at livinglifesingle@joy.org.au.
Beautiful.
Mr. over there, Mr. Jono, you have said a number of times.
To you privately, what are you going to tell people?
that you want to marry yourself.
All right. Look, I actually had some points, but I will just get straight into it.
Oh, no, sorry. Go.
No, what? I would marry myself, but I'm going to be controversial here.
Why?
And if
why would you marry yourself?
Why? And this is just, I've flippantly said it and I've joked with my family before, just because my sister got married and my brother-in-law and people in my family, like extended family, have all got married. And you go, you turn up, you buy gifts, you buy an outfit, you pay for an airfare, and it's all this whole schmozzle. And the family donate money to
Shemozzle.
The family give money, right, to that particular person or sibling on both sides. And then my brother's getting married at the end of March, which I'm going back to Adelaide for and being a part of. And, you know, they're having a great time. And I'm sure both sides of the family are going to give money to those guys. And I'm like, so I'm thinking, where's my check?
Oh,
my family would know. I'm not as bothered about money. I really am not. When it's tight for me, it's tight. I don't like to ask for help.
Right.
But no, Yanni. But you know, I flippantly and jokingly said, "Do you know what? I'm just going to marry myself because I want to invite people over to celebrate me. I want my family to come over. I want people to buy me gifts, give me money, not just for a birthday. I'm talking like, come over and celebrate me." And crickets. So, tumbleweeds.
I wanted to put it now, Daddy.
It's a little bit spoiled, isn't it? Oh my God, stop it.
No, I totally understand.
But it's a question of, is it self-love and empowerment, or is it peak individualism, or in brackets, narcissism.
Well, there is an episode on Sex and the City very similar to this.
Is that?
There is. God, not marrying yourself, but celebrating oneself.
Where Carrie goes out in the city.
Yes, which is every episode. But she...
Correct.
Although she goes to a... her friend's baby shower or something, and she forgets, well, her shoes get stolen.
Correct.
And she's trying to, you know, the person doesn't offer her any
reimbursement.
Yeah. And so she has a gift registry for herself, and it's just the shoes. So she and she raises that point, like everyone else gets all this stuff.
Yeah.
Where's our thing?
And kids and dogs and whatever. But there's always something that you've got to sort of fork out for or show up for.
Yeah.
Now, not necessarily monetary, but yeah.
What were your points? Because you...
I just thought, like, I was going to ask people, would you throw yourself a wedding? Would you dress? Would you have a cake?
No, before, we'll always have cake.
Yeah, well, we don't need a wedding for cake, do we?
We just know that.
Give me a Friday night.
before that, you mentioned...
I've got some points to go on with.
No, at the start, before I asked that question, they're on your list there. I totally have forgotten. You did say something intelligent.
Oh my God, really? For once? Is it recorded?
Well, you know what? We'll find out straight after this. You're on Joy.
A diabetic's favorite song.
Yeah.
The sugar is taking control of me. It does. It really does. I'm talking from experience. I'm a type 1. Anyway.
Yes.
We are here. It's Living Life Single every Saturday from 4 till 5, where we discuss, you know, topics that affect us in the Rainbow family that are single, and we want to hear from you. Via email or text or carrier pigeon.
Absolutely, they can text us on 0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au. And if you are listening to this podcast, which we'd love you to do, don't contact us those ways because we're not going to be here. Send us an email, and you can email us on livinglifesingle@joy.org.au.
Yes, Jono. We are talking about marrying yourself.
Yourself. Now, you mentioned before, it's about self-love, empowerment, and peak individualism.
Yes.
Right. What does that mean for you? Because you're here for the money.
Yeah. Give me the cold, hard cash, family. I'm just saying, give me the money. I can go on my own honeymoon, and I don't have to worry about a husband, or I can just marry myself. Give me the cash.
So... do you, on a more serious note?
Yes.
For you, all right, yeah, we joke around saying, it's about, you know, I want to marry myself because I want to get
cash.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but seriously, yeah. Yeah, great. Is it anything for you? Is it around about self-love or empowerment?
I get it. Yeah, it's both. It's self-love and empowerment. It's like, well, do you know what? I just love myself. I'm going to love myself or learn to love yourself. You're on the journey of learning to love yourself. And having a celebration of that, that's kind of what it is really, I would say, essentially.
Mm.
You're not going to stand there and look in a mirror and go, I do. Like, it's not that great. Like, some people might, you know, or have both sides of the conversations. Will you, Jono, take you, Jono, to be your... and then jump onto the other side and go, yes, Jono. Like, you're not going to, like, switch. It's not that crazy. But I think it's definitely a celebration of who you are and your individualism. Yes.
Well, I'm going to play this. This is Tiffany Haddish. Someone got her. So it's a little bit, there's a lot of background noise, but you can still hear her. And she talks about...
because it's really busy here at Joy. She's actually here right now.
Yeah, absolutely. World famous superstar right here at Joy with us. She answers a question, you know, about why she married herself. Let's see if this works.
Okay, so I married myself now it's over a year ago when I was in Africa, and I made that decision because I feel like, how can you expect, like, if you wouldn't marry you, how you expecting somebody else to want to marry you? Like, if you wouldn't date somebody that looked just like you, how you gonna expect somebody else to do it, right? And if you can't make a promise and a commitment to yourself and keep it, how you expect somebody else to do that? So never ask nobody to do anything for me that I wouldn't do for myself.
Yeah.
So I have to know how to make me happy. So when it comes to these men trying to make me happy, you got to do better than me.
I love that. You've got to do better than me. I love that.
So it's that commitment to yourself, you're saying, that that almost that promise to yourself. Interesting when she said, you know, would you marry someone like you?
Yeah.
And that's a really interesting question.
Because, I don't know, opposites attract. People tend to marry or couple up with people very similar to themselves anyway, with similar interests and hobbies. Not all the time, but there's another point here. By marrying yourself, are you already saying that you are enough? Like, is that why Tiffany did it, I wonder? She is enough. She did it, I think, for confidence and empowerment as well. But she's saying, I am enough. I can just be myself, marry myself. I'm in love with myself. That isn't being like a huge, like, big head. Like, you've not got a big ego by doing that. It's just, it's actually being really confident and taking a stand and going, actually, I am enough. If you won't marry me, I'll marry myself.
Yes.
You know? Yeah,
and I think she's also saying, but how can I ask someone else to give to give them their full selves to me, to love every part of me if I'm not prepared to do that first?
Yeah.
I think that's what she's also saying there, which is interesting because we talked about that very similar thing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
And I guess she formalized it in a ceremony when she – cause so anyone who does have one of the streaming services, I don't know, you can get it somewhere, maybe overseas, not here that we could find.
It's Peacock, apparently.
There we go. With the
very fitting.
Yeah, of course, with the feathers.
With the feathers.
And, yeah. Watch the full thing. But it's an interesting concept where she mentioned just before, where if you're not going to do it, then how can you ask someone else to do it? So it's setting the standard, and it's about the commitment to oneself, which I find a really, really scary thing, Jono, because I can very much easily do things for other people, right?
Yeah.
But a commitment to yourself, I think, is hard because it's day to day. No, it's
here it is.
It's day to day.
You got to live with yourself. Literally.
That's it. And you can't cheat.
I've been doing that for the last 43 years.
What, cheating?
No, living with myself.
Yeah. It's,
I might as well make it official.
Make it official.
Put
right?
a ring on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think that is, if you're going to do it properly, I think that is the scariest thing to do, to commit to yourself and go, right, this is what I am going to do, you know, every day, every week. I reckon that's bloody scary.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But it has.
It's great.
She has a. Really?
Yeah. Commit to yourself. Oh, get that ring on your own finger. Go treat yourself.
How does one do that?
I could only afford a lolly ring, like, you know, a jelly ring or something. That's about it. I've also made a note, but when with dating apps and things like that, I'm going through it at the moment. I'm speaking to people, but there's no commitment there. There's always a lot of ghosting and things like that. So actually,
well, they're not marrying you.
No, but but what I'm
saying, you've just matched.
But I'm just saying, like, if you commit to yourself first before you start to commit to others, because maybe we're just done with other people. I don't know. I think I am at this point. I don't know. You know, it's the like buses, right? I was speaking to like four or five guys about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I met up with one guy just for a quick coffee down here before the show once. Mm. And like, you know, life gets in the way and they go off and they just disappear. And it really shows you that you're not that valuable to them anyway. They're not that interested. So I think by what she's done here is by starting with yourself and marrying yourself, you're just like, well, yeah, might as well. No one else is going to.
Do you reckon that is scarier than marrying someone else?
No. Yes, I know. Because really? I think, and this is going to open another can of worms.
All right. Well, let's open that can of worms.
But can I also say something though? Quickly, we're going to have a quick pee break. Mm-hmm. We've also got a message, so we're going to read that out after as well.
Yes, we are.
So look at your face.
No,
you stopped me to say that.
Well, I'm going to read it out.
I love a message.
If I could recoup a quarter of the money spent on other people's celebrations, I would literally go on a round-the-world trip. I should marry myself. And that's from Grant.
Grant. Yeah, see? He gets it.
He gets it, yeah.
You get it, Grant.
We get it.
We're talking about, of course, marrying yourself on Living Life Single, which is a show we do every week.
And before the break.
Yes. Oh, God. Yes. What happened?
Lucky I wrote things down.
Oh, no. I forget. He's a receipt keeper.
Yeah, I wish. No. I asked the question, is it harder to marry yourself than someone else?
Well, do you know what I just found out whilst we're in the break? It's actually, in most countries, illegal to marry yourself. Well, so I would say yes.
Just legally, yes.
Yes.
I also think if you look at those traditional vows to you know, love, obey and honor or whatever it is.
Yeah.
How often do we do that to ourselves? How often do we honor ourselves, listen to ourselves, respect ourselves, you know, when we're in good health or bad, do we expect too much of ourselves when we're not able to do it?
Absolutely.
You know, and so I just, when I posed that question to you, Jono, I was thinking, yeah, committing to yourself is harder.
It's hard, but it's like doing affirmations every day. It's kind of saying, look, I'm going to do this every day.
That's the thing. That's what makes it hard. Like,
yeah.
It's a true commitment.
It is.
Like, to...
But then, if you, like she said, if you can't do it to yourself, how are you going to commit to somebody else?
Well, how can someone commit to you?
Or how can they commit to somebody else?
Because if you're not willing, I don't know the answer. Maybe our lovely audience does.
Can let us know if you're listening in, you know, let us know what you think on getting married to yourself. Grant obviously is on board the marry yourself train. Grant, and if you don't find someone and you're good looking... Come and marry me. We'll go on that round the world trip together. Let's do it. Come on, Grant.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah. Oh, my God. But apparently, like, so look, I've got to read this out because I've done a little bit of research into some points of this whole marrying yourself. But
please.
I just want to say, well, obviously the Rainbow Family, the LGBTIQA+ community, they've redefined relationships. I'll finish the sentence. They've redefined relationships and commitments for decades. I think for centuries, like, you know, gay people of all sorts of gender and fluidity have been around for centuries, thousands of years. And we've kind of always been those people to be, you know, we... lead the way when it comes into, like, we don't have titles, we don't like to be classed as, you know, one thing or the other. It's we're more fluid, we're more loose in without take that wrong the wrong way. We've always been at the forefront, you know. We
so then if we are single and part of our community,
I just had a brain
when someone asks us for in a relationship, which we've addressed really much on our first two shows, which we don't like asking, but then do we just say, oh no, I'm married to myself?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Married to myself.
It's a new thing, so we've done it for centuries was what I was going to say, but like this could be the new thing. It's like, you know, there's going to be gay or queer people, you know, or rainbow people all through the world going, I'm just going to marry myself.
Yeah.
It's going to be going off like a frog in a sock. Well, like people just marrying themselves. It's going to be on the news.
That would be a one. I wish I could see the TV series to see what that ceremony looked like.
Where is Louis Theroux when you need him? Louis, we will do an experiment. Let's just go do it.
He's on the Manosphere.
Yeah. That was so good. Anyway, well, that's another story. Yeah, that's another story. Oh, my God.
The commitment ceremony to yourself.
Well,
you could do it.
You could, but
we could get Teddy back, and
Teddy could marry me.
He could marry you.
Not me, marry me. He could marry me to myself.
Yes,
love Teddy. I love watching his Instagram stories. But I've got a note here as well. But by marrying yourself, does it unintentionally trivialize? Oh my God! Put my teeth back in. I'm wearing dentures today.
Yes.
The long fight that we've done to actually legalize same-sex marriage.
Oh, really good question. No, it does not, in my humble opinion.
Does it like take the fun out of it, or does it like take the pee out of it? Like, that's what I meant to say.
No, because I think when one
oh, you're very regal. He's very regal today. He did declare me arriving into the studio today.
When one marries themselves.
When one marries themselves.
They can be, or they can be a part of our community.
Yeah.
Or they may not be.
Right.
I don't think it will trivialize marriage equality, because that's what we wanted. We want, as an LGBTIQA plus community, we wanted to be able to have that human right where our straight families and friends did. So that's there now. In terms of single marriage trivializing marriage, no, I don't. I don't think it
takes anything away.
No, I don't think it what's the word you're looking for? What's the word? You said a fancy word.
Trivialize?
Yeah, trivialize. That's it, yes. I don't think...
You were just testing me to say that again, weren't you? Trivialize.
I actually don't think it trivializes. I think it actually does the opposite in that, well, what does marriage mean for that couple?
Yeah.
Right? And why can't that mean the same thing for that single person who wants to invest in themselves, who wants to publicly announce that they are in love with themselves in a healthy way, and they are committed to their best life and their best love, not saying that they're not going to look for relationships or anything, but it's that commitment to yourself. I mean, I often wonder, I'm saying this now, Jono.
Out loud.
Like, as a society, we've committed to other people publicly, right? That's what a wedding is, and a marriage is like, I publicly commit to you. But when have we publicly committed to ourselves? To say, I want to try and live the best life I can live.
Yeah.
And there are going to be days where I can do it, and there are going to be days where I may not be able to do it, but I'm committing to you. And just the same support that you provide people in relationships is that where I'm asking for the same support as everyone else.
Yeah.
This is what a marriage is.
Yeah. See, that's what it's. Well, it could be possible, right? Now you start to think about it.
I
used to flippantly say it, right? Like, I'm just going to marry myself. Give me the cash. Like,
I'm starting to believe myself now.
Yeah, you could. Now, I have a question on that. Maybe we can answer this when we just take a breath of fresh air. Hang on 1 second. What would your friends say about you marrying yourself? There we go.
You asked me the question of what would your friends say?
What would your friends say about you getting married to yourself?
My family and friends love a party. So,
yes.
I think they would say Yanni is an idiot, firstly, and a bit of a crackpot, but we'll just go party. I reckon you'll go.
They would know.
Two ways. They'll go, in this modern world, someone will be going, oh my God, this is so fabulous, and why shouldn't you marry yourself? And it shows self-love and true self-being. And yes, of course you'll marry yourself, right? There's that person.
You should do voiceovers.
Why, Jono? So we've got that person.
Yes.
And then we've got the person who would be like, what the hell? Marry? What kind of insanity is this?
It's not insanity.
I don't think it is. No. I think it's
Were people going out and marrying horses and sheds?
Well,
and
that's something very different.
And objects. I'm just marrying myself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have birthdays.
Exactly.
So why can't we just sort of make that commitment to ourselves?
And then, as well as birthdays, can you imagine the presents you're going to get when you start to celebrate your anniversary to yourself?
Oh, my God.
I'm on my ruby anniversary.
Yes.
I'm a silver diamond.
Yeah, I get the extra calls. So correct. If you do like a separate day, it's like, everyone, it's my anniversary to myself where I married myself.
Yeah.
Where I committed.
5 years ago today.
Love it.
I'd love it. More cake.
What would you? Always more cake.
My friends would be, look, they know how I am and my sense of humor. They would probably just roll with it. They'd be like, okay.
Will they roll their eyes?
They might, but it'd be just like another excuse to get together and have a beverage, and it'll be like, oh, what's Jono up to? I don't think my parents probably would understand it.
Would they give you the cash?
That is a good question. That's a good question, because I've not actually thought about it for real, but I would love to. Yeah, please, Mom, Dad, if you're listening. I don't know. I don't know. I think if I was really serious about it, they would probably, but they would ideally like me to find someone for myself.
Because I think if you actually set it up, right, with an invitation to say what it's about, I think most people get behind you. But it's not to say that...
I bet they would.
Yeah, well, it's not to say that you're not going to find someone and marry someone in
the future.
It's not saying that, right? I think what this is, right with what Tiffany said right at the start, it's about committing to you as a human and going, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself, because if I can't do it for myself, then who is?
Would you have to divorce yourself before you marry someone else?
No.
But if it's a legal marriage... I don't know. So, like, this is like, oh, you don't know. We'll have to ask Teddy.
No, it's an open relationship.
Now, I just had something to say quickly. Two things. Yeah, the other band was Empire of the Sun.
Oh, right.
That is Panau when they're not doing Panau, right?
Right.
And the other thing.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yes. Right,
okay.
And the other thing is, I'm going to ask anyone that is listening, or you at home, or you in the car, if you enjoy the show or you'd like to support a community radio show, please head over to the website or Spotify or anywhere you can find a podcast. Type in Living Life Single. Give it a download, because we want to make the top 10.
Mm.
It takes a lot to put a show together, and sometimes it doesn't. But we would really appreciate
it. It takes a lot, trust me.
Yeah. If you could download a few, and the next time you're in the car, you're on the loo, or you're having a walk around the block, or down by the beach, or in the jungle, wherever you are, just whack it on and give it a listen and download it. That would be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And we also want to hear from you. So make sure you message us, livinglifesingle@joy.org.au, because tell us what you want us to talk about as well. If you're single, we represent you, our fantastic audience who's listening. So let us know, contact us.
And we've got some great show topics coming up as well, Yanni.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but...
we just decide on the week before, can't we? We'll do that one this week.
We'll do that one. That'll do. That's fine. We've got a message.
Oh. Mm. From the other side?
From the... yes, from the digital side.
Okay, let's go.
It's lovely to hear from you both, my hug buddies. Oh, lovely. So it's from Tamsin. I very much think I could marry myself, although I think I'm going to marry... sorry, I can't even read. I think I am married to myself. And actually, I lie. I'm married to Ava, my rescue dog, and she is a very lovely Frenchie. And great show. Thank you so much, Tamsin. Oh,
thanks, Tamsin.
You know what, Jono?
Yeah?
We are there.
What, there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the time. Now, look, if you are just tuning in and you're thinking, who the hell is this? Mm. It's Yanni and Jono on Living Life Single. And at the end of every show, we like to recap what we've done in the week that's a little positive and a little negative.
Yeah.
And am I going first or you?
Go.
I knew he was looking at me. Oh, my gosh.
I have not even thought about this week.
I'll give you an idea. I'll give you a little thing. So I forgot at the start of the week that I was supposed to catch up with someone that I haven't seen for over 20 years.
Oh, naughty.
And they're
boy.
Like, we're in Melbourne, Australia. We've been to Sydney. We're going whatever. And I knew that guy when I was on the gay scene in Nottingham in the UK.
Oh.
And we never really spoke then, but there was lots of clicks, but we all got on. There was, I would say, probably about 50 of us when, you know, there was before Grindr and things like that. You'd literally go out, you'd be in the clubs and pubs, and you'd have a gay scene, right? And he used to be like the fashion clique.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And I would be like a dancer at drama school. I mean, we whatever. He dated my best friend, Scott. Anyway, I haven't seen him for over 20-odd years, maybe more.
Mm.
And so he's come over with like a younger gay guy who's like his best friend, like younger brother, and a girlfriend that's from my hometown in Birmingham. So we went out one night, and before we went to the airport the other night to drop them back, we had a last family supper.
Oh.
I did them, you know, some food and some salad, and we just sat around and had a laugh.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. So apart from that, I'm just tired. That would be my negative this week.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
For me, my best thing about being single this week was I just grew up with a few friends and had a bit of fun. So
had a bit of fun.
That's always a good thing. And I think that wasn't. I think I just got a bit tired this week going to family events by yeah, that too. I think just going to family events by yourself. I was just like, you know, but that's okay. No dramas.
You know, you can always invite me. I'm the life and soul of a party.
Sure. And this is it for the show. See you later.
I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.